The Massachusetts State House, Stop 2. This state house, designed by Charles Bulfinch, replaced the old state house, Freedom Trail Stop 9, in 1797 and was built on land originally owned by John Hancock. In 1787, 4 years after the end of the American Revolution, planning started for a new state house. The old state house was getting too small, and it had too many memories of British authority. Charles Bulfinch was selected as the architect. The plans were drawn up in 1787, but the land for the project, originally the pasture land of John Hancock, was not purchased until 1795, 2 years after Hancock's death. Building started on July 4, 1795, when, with Samuel Adams and Paul Revere presiding, 15 white horses, one representing each state in the Union, the original 13 plus Vermont and Kentucky, pulled the cornerstone up the hill. The red brick building, with its white marble trim, stone steps, and impressive dome, was completed in 1797. The dome is capped with a pine cone, which was placed to honor the lumber industry. What you see today has been expanded several times. The original portion of the state house, the red brick section, was just 61 feet deep. The wings and back of the state house were added later, starting in 1895. The dome was originally shingled to combat rot, but in 1802 it was covered with copper, manufactured in Paul Revere's copper rolling factory. Copper from the same factory was also used to coat the hull of the USS Constitution. The gold leaf was not added until 1874. The dome was painted gray during World War II to keep the city dark during blackouts, then re-gilded with 23-karat gold in 1997. The gold leaf is no thicker than a sheaf of paper, and if rolled together, would be about the size of a pineapple. Visitors enter the building via the General Hooker entrance on the right side of the building. Hooker was a famous Civil War general. The front steps are used only for the President of the United States, foreign heads of states, when soldiers return from war, and when the departing governor takes the long walk at the end of his or her term. Taking a tour inside the state house is highly encouraged, but if you can't take a guided tour, feel free to visit on your own, as there is much to see and it is a beautiful building. One of its more famous tenets is the sacred cod, which honors the importance of the fishing industry to the state. It was given to Massachusetts in 1784 and originally hung in the old state house. Other artifacts include weapons from the Revolutionary War, a number of paintings by Edward Brodney, Bradford's History of Plymouth, the original Massachusetts Charter, battle flags, and a cannon that was captured from the British during the war. The State House is one of the oldest buildings on Beacon Hill and sits close to the crest of the hill. When the State House was built, Beacon Hill was considered the country and actually consisted of three interconnected hills, Beacon, Cotton, and Mount Vernon. Since that period, Cotton and Mount Vernon were leveled, and Beacon was cut down to about a half of its original height. The land removed helped fill in the areas around the Charles River, Boston Harbor, and Back Bay.